the last word
with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.
You're very welcome back. As we heard in the news headlines there, Kneecap band member Leemogh O'Hanna, better known probably as Mo Cara when it comes to his performances, has been charged with a terrorism offence, but he's been granted unconditional bail until his next hearing, which will take place on the 20th of August. Of course, Kneecap are due to play Fairview this week as well. The chief magistrate in the case told McCara today he must attend court on that day on August 20th. He is alleged to have displayed a flag in support of Hezbollah at a gig which took place in Kentish Town in North London in November of last year, which was at the O2 Forum. I'm delighted to say that we've got today a FM's multimedia reporter Emily Keegan joining us from London. Emily, good evening to you.
Well, how are you?
Tell us about what happened in court today. So McCara was up there. This is the first day. He's, as I mentioned, he's going to be back in August. But what happened in court today?
And there's been a lot of discussion around this, that it's trying to silence them for being outspoken about Palestine. And it was made clear by the prosecution in the court today that that is not the case, that he is in court to face the charges specifically linked to this alleged incident on the 21st of November when it's alleged he displayed the Hezbollah flag. The defence said that it would argue that the charge that was brought against him was outside of the 6-month limit in order for it to be heard, for the case to be heard in that court. So the incident is alleged to have happened on the 21st of November. He was charged on the 22nd of May, which would bring it one day out of that 6-month limit. So the case has been adjourned until the 20th of August, when the court will hear arguments about its jurisdiction, and it will have to make the decision then whether or not it will proceed with the case. Also in court before he was given his unconditional bail, Leemogh O'Hanna and his defence team did make an application for an Irish language interpreter to appear in court. And there was a bit of a funny kind of interaction there. The court says they've been struggling to find an Irish language interpreter up until now. So they've asked if anybody knows any, and everyone in the public gallery very quickly pointed to DJ Provy, one of the other band members, who, if anyone has watched the Kneecap movie, will know he played the role of an Irish interpreter there when McCara was arrested in the movie. So a bit of a laugh there as well, but it's interesting to see now, will they find an interpreter in time for the 20th of August?
Yeah, the timeline of how this has happened, as well, this goes back to November of last year, which is the footage which was being reviewed as part of this case as well. The investigation essentially began back in April, and this was after the comments about Tory MPs, which seems to have really kicked all this off.
Yeah, so Kneecap performed at Coachella, and that kind of really brought them to media attention globally for the first time when they were outspoken about Palestine there. Then off the back of that, videos started to emerge in which it's alleged they called for the death of Tory MPs. They said, up Hamas, up Hezbollah. That's when the Metropolitan Police announced that they would be starting a counter-terrorism investigation into the band. And that's when they discovered the videos of this alleged incident on the 21st of November, then charging McCara on the 22nd of May.
You mentioned already the band have said that they are innocent of this. That's what they had said on social media as well, and that they're fighting the charges all the way when it comes to this case, and it should be back up before the 20th of August. But quite kind of a colourful, I'm not sure if we're going to call it a protest or support for Kneecap outside the courts today as well.
Yeah, so I had known before I arrived that a rally was organised to take place outside, but I kind of underestimated just how big this was going to be. I arrived at the court at 8:30 this morning. Keep in mind, the court doesn't open until 9, and the lads themselves weren't due to arrive until after 10, and there were already hundreds of people there at 8:30. There were posters, there were t-shirts saying Free McCara, there were Palestinian flags, there were Irish flags, like you name it, it was there. There was red flares being set off at one point. It was kind of mental for anyone driving by or walking past to see. They kind of occupied the entire side of the street outside of Westminster Magistrates Court. There was a bit of a sing-song happening. They had set up a bit of a stage. There was lads playing instruments. There was chants non-stop. It was a huge kind of organisation that was there. And that went on right through until after McCara came out of court. And for about an hour afterwards, still the crowd hung around. It was quite spectacular, to be honest.
What have the English media made of all this? Because you kind of knew what to expect before you arrived, but those who are covering the case and the story, what have they made of it?
Yeah, it was interesting actually speaking to some of the other journalists who were there. There was a very large media presence, so I think people have started to pick up how big of a deal it is. But a lot of them didn't actually know Kneecap, didn't really know why there was such a large turnout. They were expecting a much smaller turnout than even what I was expecting. They kind of don't really know what to make of it, I think. It's definitely flown under the radar here for a long time, but I think after today, that's definitely not going to be the case anymore.
Yeah, there may well be more coverage as well. Just want to bring you a bit of audio here as well, which came from NECAP's lawyer speaking on the steps outside the Magistrates Court in Westminster earlier today as well.
Over 18 countries, 100,000 fans, 80 concerts, not a single complaint.
Yeah.
Around the world, NECAP are hailed as heroes for speaking truth to power. But in a British court, they've been criminalised. And today, the truth was outed. This was a rush prosecution following the Coachella performance where NECAP did not shy away from speaking truth to power. It is not new where Irish people have been prosecuted under special powers and terrorism acts. But friends, fans, family of Liam Hogue, do not be afraid. We are on the right side of history.
That was Dara Makin speaking a little bit earlier on. Emily, you can hear the supporters in the background as part of that piece of audio as well. It seems that there's a defiance about them continuing to perform, because we're talking about this last night on The Last Word of Music. This is very much timed around the Glastonbury performance, which is about to happen, and some other dates that are still happening in the UK for NECAP. They seem determined to continue performing on these big gigs that are booked.
Yeah, so Mowgli Bapp, one of the other members, even took the opportunity outside court today after Dara Makin spoke to urge people to come to Glastonbury, and if they can't get a ticket to watch it on the BBC, he also urged them to come to their Wembley show, which is happening in London later in the year. And of course, then they've got Fairview Park in Dublin tomorrow. So things seem so far to be okay for people who do have tickets for their upcoming gigs. And we have seen a lot of artists voicing their opinions, artists and politicians alike, voicing their opinions, calling for them to be cut from certain set lists or for their gigs to be cancelled from certain venues. But we've also seen almost more artists coming out in support of them. So it's kind of, this is a thing where I feel like it's, we're going to have to take it day by day and see how the story progresses, what happens after the 20th of August. If this goes to trial, that could really change everything. But so far, it looks like if you have a ticket, you're in the clear.
Yeah, no shortage of supporters there in London for them as well. Emily, many thanks for joining us from London after the first day of that case in Westminster.
The Last Word with Life Pharmacy. Over 100 local pharmacies nationwide that are always here to help. Life Pharmacy. Live better together.